This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A wealthy suburban family backed out on its promise to help hundreds of Chicago students pay for college. They backed out just weeks before the fall semester. My colleague Lisa Corian-Phillip reports former scholarship program staff, though, are now stepping in to help. Marcus Jackson was visiting a friend when he got a notification on his phone.
I was like, that's not real. And then I told my mom, I said, Mom, somebody just sent me $2,500. She was like, what? What?
The Shuler Scholarship Program had promised Jackson $2,500 for the upcoming school year. Former scholarship program staff set up an Instagram page to connect donors with Jackson and other students, students who were relying on financial help from the Shuler family to stay in college. The Instagram handle for the Mutual Aid Network is at College Access Mutual Aid. Illinois residents can now apply for mail-in ballots for the November presidential election. My colleague Tessa Weinberg reports applications open this week for voters to have a mail ballot sent directly to them ahead of the November election. Mail ballots are scheduled to start shipping out to residents in late September, and you can request a mail ballot through October. The application is good only for this upcoming November election, and it can be found on your local election authority's website. A study from the University of Illinois Chicago reveals new information about how the continents could have formed. The leading scientific theory says land masses were created when the plates that make up the Earth's crust collided underwater and then pushed land up to the surface. But this new theory suggests that's not the only process. UIC assistant professor David Hernandez Uribe studied certain forms of magma. And according to his theory, the Earth's plates get thicker over time and then start to melt, and that helps form new continents. Hernandez says the study also helps us understand other planets.
So we need to know how the continents form in our planet first, and then compared to other rocky planets in the solar system, like why does Mars doesn't have continents?
Hernandez says his findings could also help us understand the weather and chemical makeup of all things related to life here on Earth. The Illinois State Fair is underway in Springfield. Some top officials are urging you to give it a try. My colleague Alex Degman reports Governor J.B. Pritzker says the State Fair is one of his favorite events of the year. The Springfield Fair drew more than 700,000 people last year, but attracting people from Chicago who can choose from dozens of summer festivals and the Wisconsin State Fair in Milwaukee can be a challenge. Attorney General Kwame Raoul is from Chicago and says the food alone at the fair is worth it.
I'm trying to, you know, be careful about my diet, but coming down to the state fair is a time when I can just let my hair down, so to speak, not literally.
The Illinois State Fair runs through August 18th. And the Chicago area has set a new tornado record. The National Weather Service says the agency confirmed 32 tornadoes on July 15th during a derecho. That's the highest number recorded in the Chicago region in a single day since 1950. Weather, sunny and warm today with a high in the upper 70s and then partly cloudy tonight, a low near 60. Friday, sunshine, breezy, high in the mid-70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.